episode 193 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javier Rodriguez, and with me this week is Rachel Gray.
Hello.
We're going to be talking about Destiny. Let's tell them how each of us started playing Destiny.
I started playing because you told me to start playing.
Is it because I told... Oh, that's true. I told you to try it on my PS4.
And I said, nah.
Yeah, let's rewind way back to right before Destiny came out, and we were both the last people on Earth that were interested in this game.
Because we don't care for Halo very much.
Yeah, Halo's fine.
Halo's whatever.
Yeah. I was skeptical about... You know what's funny is, like, I was skeptical about all the... how big this game's gonna be and all the shit they were promising. I'm like, yeah, right. Like, we'll see it when they show it. And even if it is true, I wasn't interested in that kind of thing, you know? And then the best thing that Bungie could have done is release that alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Right after E3, they had that free alpha for everybody that was at the PlayStation event or something. Like, there was, like, an exclusive thing. For the alpha, at least.
Oh, yeah, because we went to that theater.
Yeah, we saw E3 in theaters. Anyways, we got into the Bungie alpha, the Destiny alpha, and I played it with Dylan, and we fell in love with it immediately, and it felt like we were just scratching the surface of this much bigger game, and yeah. We were
suckers.
Totally... I did a complete 180 on how I felt about the game, and then I just couldn't wait for it. And Rachel, you were still skeptical all the way up until the game came out, right? Or did you?
No, I played the alpha, beta.
It would have been the beta, yeah.
I played the beta, and then I played it out here, and then I downloaded it for the Xbox.
Oh yeah.
Also, I leveled up to 8, I think it was,
uh-huh.
For 2 different characters, and I was definitely sold.
Yeah.
And then, pre-order it, I think.
Yeah, no, because you didn't have a PS4 yet.
Nope.
Yeah, I got it when it came out, and actually, I think you were still working from home back then, so I would come home from work, and Rachel was light years ahead of me by that point. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the first to 20 or something. Maybe Dal beat me.
Yeah.
But,
I remember coming home from work, and I saw you were on the moon, and it looked amazing, and I'm like, what is that? What? And you're like, yeah, it's no big deal, whatever.
Get good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this was, like, the first current-gen game that, like, felt like it, or looked like it. Even though it was multi-platform, it looked better than anything else that was on PS4.
Yeah, it sold PS4 for me.
Yeah, like, because we were tired of sharing one console, you just came in one day. I was doing multiplayer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you walked in, you're like, I just bought a PS4.
But the Destiny PS4.
Yeah, the white one.
Yeah, without all the Taken King stuff on it, which would have been nice.
Yeah. Well.
Thanks, Bungie.
So, long story short, for a good while, this household was all about Destiny all the time. There was several months where the second I was off of work to the second we went to bed, we were playing Destiny every single night.
It was awesome.
It was good times, for sure.
Very good times.
But it quickly became apparent how little content was available in Destiny. Like, to this day, you're essentially playing the same handful of strikes and missions. They added, three or four strikes, maybe?
I don't even know. They all blend together.
Yeah, like, they added a couple strikes with each expansion, which took, what, 6 months each or 5 months each? Something substantial.
3 months? I don't know.
3 months?
Or
no,
6 months.
Like, The Dark Below was
4 or 5.
January or February?
Dark Below was, yeah, and then the House of Wolves was May or June?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a good amount of time in between, and you're expected, if you're playing the game consistently, you're expected to do the same things.
Yeah.
Ad nauseum. And eventually, and honestly for me, I was feeling worn out up until right before The Dark Below came out. And then Dark Below came out, and it was a nice breath of fresh air, but it didn't last for me.
It took us, that night to finish it?
Yeah.
We just ran through it?
We ran through it, and we're like, well, the raid is still left, and that's it.
And that was tough at first.
Yeah. Yeah, Crota was really tough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but, like, after that, I was kind of, like... really left wanting and left like I have other things I'd rather play. Like, this is wasting my time. And I grew to kind of resent the game in a way. I mean, I still had, like, no doubt I had a ton of fun with it, but I was done investing my time, you know, into it every day. Because there's other, it was taking away time from anything else, from running the site, from playing other games, from hanging out with people or doing anything like that. Like,
so Javi and I approach video games completely opposite.
Yeah, you're still playing Animal Crossing to this day on your 3DS.
I still play Animal Crossing. You got me into Minecraft. Yeah. And I kept playing Minecraft months after you.
Yeah.
I can play a game. If it's good, I can play it forever.
Yeah.
Even if there's no more content, I can play it forever.
Yeah, I see.
And you just are gone.
Well.
Peace out.
You frame it in this way of, like, I have the shortest attention span on Earth. I don't think that's necessarily true. I will play something and complete it, if do 100% it if I am invested in it. Thing is, after that point, I'm done.
Yeah, I mean,
because reasonable. I'll hate it if I just keep playing it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I still do that. I just don't stick with something indefinitely forever. I don't know. Well, I don't know if you're ever gonna stop. I don't know if you're ever gonna stop playing Animal Crossing until the next one comes out. Like, there's just no end.
Yeah. Well.
But anyways, we're off topic. Destiny. So, yeah, Dark Below came out. It regained my interest for a little bit, and then what the hell, House of Wolves came out, and yeah. I thought it was even more.
Yeah, you checked out of that one almost immediately.
Yeah, because I had already stopped playing the game by that point.
Yeah.
And then, okay, I'll come back and check it out. And I did all those missions in a matter of an hour or two.
And there wasn't a raid.
There's no raid. And I was like, well, this is what I expected. I'm done. And I didn't feel like playing it. Like, why would I?
Because it's
fun. I feel kind of... But it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
So, and I feel justified in walking away because looking at Taken King, your light level doesn't matter anymore. And... They're retconning everything, so I was right. I would have been wasting my time.
So do you see it as I'm wasting my time right now? I mean, enjoyment out of it.
That's the thing. It's
I have
it depends
five
on
Gjallarhorns,
the
Gjallarhorns, babe.
Yeah, five Gjallarhorns. Congrats. Tell me what's up with you and Destiny.
Nothing. I'm just trying to level up those last few exotics, because apparently. In the new game, all your exotics, you can store them in a vault specifically for exotics. And there's a shader vault, so I'm looking forward to that. And I know it sounds silly, like, I'm not really doing anything, but it's a really fun game.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
No, I mean, if you enjoy playing it, like, what am I getting out of playing a 3D Mario game? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it's a way to pass the time and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I just don't know what the appeal of Destiny is. Like, I don't know how to articulate what it is about Destiny that's so addicting. It's not the reward system, for fuck's sake.
So let's talk about Taken King, I guess, because that's why Gabe is coming back. That's why I'm going to come back.
And I'm coming back, too.
And Rachel's staying where she is.
Yeah.
I don't know, they're doing a lot of, as Gabe says, quality of life changes to make the game better to play, just across the board.
Right, and we all agree that this should have been day one stuff they put in the game.
Yeah. Like, all that stuff sounds great. Everything they're doing sounds great, but I'm still skeptical about the content. I think...
Why then?
There's no doubt in my mind that at the end of the day, you're still playing the same missions, doing the same things, and
they
like...
They have new missions, actually.
Of course.
New bounties. And...
There's new missions and all that in Dark Below and...
No, like, patrol stuff.
Okay.
There's new
patrol missions.
And there's new story missions.
Yeah. I mean, I'm totally willing to be shocked and amazed by the amount of game that's here. But given the original game that came out and the two expansions, I don't expect much. I expect a few hours.
We watched the same video of all the stuff.
What, just today?
No. I guess you didn't watch that.
I didn't watch that. But... From that wrap-up thing that we watched, it was just a bunch of features of this works way better now. All this stuff is easy to access. You have tons of room in your vault. Like I said, quality of life changes. Things that are great, absolutely great. But that's not, to me, that's not content. That's not a bunch of levels or a new planet to land on or a new area on Earth. Why are you only landing in Russia on Earth? Like, I want new patrol areas.
I think that sort of thing will come with Destiny 2.
Okay, well,
as somebody who's been grinding away at it for a year, I don't know. It seems really fun. I'm really excited about shader storage, but now we'll be able to keep every shader that we get.
Yeah.
And that's really exciting. I don't know. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited for the third subclass. I'm excited for ghost shells. I'm excited for the new light leveling. Your light level will go up, but you could be wearing all blues or all greens, which is very cool.
Is it still called light level? Or is it just your level? Because it's not about light anymore. It's about... And do they still measure light?
They're still going to have light. So in the upper right here, it's just going to be a higher number. I'm very excited.
Yeah?
You seem like it's just going to be another House of Wolves or another...
I don't want it to be bad. I want it to impress me and be awesome. And it's not like the things that they're showing aren't worth getting excited about. Like, these are all very positive things. What was that page of all the exotics and you get to just grab as many as you want with from any character? Is that right?
It's a vault of blueprints. So if you've already unlocked an exotic and you shard it for whatever reason, and I guess that doesn't make any sense anymore because you don't get shards, but and you dismantle it, you can go back and rebuy the blueprint for that exotic. So you don't have to wait for RNGs to bless you.
Yeah, so if you unlock one Galahorn, all three of your guys can have
that. You just have to buy it.
Oh, you purchase it.
Yeah, I think it's like 2,500 glimmer or something.
Oh.
Each time you buy a blueprint. But it's still nice.
It's nice for sure.
Plus, they're expanding the size of the vault to 72 guns and 72 armor. So, you don't, I mean...
Yeah. At the end of the day, like, it's still... They could have these updates. These updates could have been patches. It's kind of like when you step back and look at it, it's almost offensive that they're selling these updates. I mean, maybe they're not. I bet you if you don't have Taken King, these things will carry over. Like, I don't think they're going to hide away UI functions.
Yeah, they haven't. I don't think I've seen anything that answers that, like what it's going to look like for people who don't get the Taken King.
I think they have to update everybody.
Yeah, but which stuff is behind the update and which isn't?
You would assume that, like, the actual new levels and all that stuff that would appear on the map and like the what happens when if you don't have the Dark Below and you try to talk to Eris? Like, is Eris even in your tower if you don't have Dark Below?
I don't know any of these things because I bought all the expansions.
I bet you she's still in the tower. It just says you can't accept her bounties without purchasing it. I bet you that's how it works. And so I imagine Taken King will work that way, too.
Maybe. But. Yeah, because people can get to the Reef if they don't have House of Wolves.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
But they can't play Prison of Elders. They can't do other things that I've forgotten about that are exclusive.
Yeah, so when you look at it from that perspective, it's kind of like they're just showing you stuff that they're going to patch in for everybody, not necessarily Taken King content. So that's interesting. I want to see more of the Taken King. There was that montage you showed me before we started recording that it looked like it was just all a new multiplayer mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it looked really cool, and they showed a bunch of new maps, right? And that
Well, they looked new.
Yeah,
that forest area.
Mm-hmm.
And the shard thing, you pick up the shard and you run to a void or something.
Yeah,
looks awesome.
But cool.
And you don't. Oh, that's what I'm also looking forward to. They're not going to have specific crucible, what are they called?
Oh, Vanguard and Crucible marks?
Yeah, so I don't have to play it because I don't like Crucible.
Yeah.
At all. I hate it.
You got really good at it.
Thank you. But I don't like having to play it to get marks to get something that I want from Dead Orbit, which I'm level like 40 or 50 in.
Uh-huh.
So now you don't have to do that. And now there isn't a marks cap.
Yeah, that's for the week. Great.
So you could get thousands of marks per week.
That's a quality of life change that actually affects the bigger game, I think, in that, like, before you had 1 week where you could get a certain amount of marks.
200 a week.
Yeah, 200. And then you
had 100 in each. Sorry.
Or 100 in each.
Yeah.
And then you had to wait a whole week until you could get more. So it's like an artificial way to stop you from playing the game or progressing.
Yeah.
That's some horse shit.
Yeah, when you can get 100 marks a week and they have items for sale that are 120 marks.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit, Bungie.
Yeah. So they're completely removing that, which is great. Great yeah. news. And that actually, that adds content in a way. Or in, I guess the better way to put it is it removes a barrier to content.
Like, knock that barrier down.
Yeah. Get that the hell out of it. So that's good.
Yeah.
Look, everything is promising. Nothing they've announced is off-putting. Everything is good. Mm-hmm. I just want to see the game. Like, the actual levels, the missions. And I'm actually very concerned that we're this close to launch and we haven't seen any of that.
And they're doing little Twitch reveals.
Okay.
They're doing live, so they're going to fight the Cabal on a dreadnought or something mm-hmm. this week or next week. So they're slowly revealing that.
Okay.
But I mean, like, if what you've seen already hasn't sold you on it, then don't get it, you know? Like, I saw that and, you know, a bunch of my friends saw that, the Twitch stream they did the other day, and we were all like, yes, I'm buying this immediately.
Uh-huh.
Sold. Done. But if you saw that and you're like, oh, well, it's quality of life, I don't know, then don't buy it. Like,
yeah, okay, so you're saying that what they're showing should make the decision for you?
It's like what you said about Ground Zeroes. You're going to buy it or you're not going to buy it. So if this appeals to you, then buy it.
All right. Everybody listening, you leave a comment. Tell us what you think about Destiny. Am I a grumpy asshole that doesn't like anything and can't be pleased? Or
sweetheart, I never called you a grumpy asshole.
Okay. Or is this game just the second coming and everything that Destiny should be? Yeah, let us know in the comments below.
Get it.
Yeah, get.
I don't want to play by myself again.
Yeah, get the Taken King so you could play with Rachel.
And Javi.
And me. Well, she just told me not to buy it, so we'll see.
My love, you should buy it.
Why?
To play with me.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll see all you guys in the Taken King. When is it? October?
September.
September. All right. Until then, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.